Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin with Hashem, Shir number 461. We started talking in 461, in the earlier recording. Now we're going to continue. We're just going to review it in case it was missed. That Kamayim Panim Al Panim, generally, if you express your feelings will be expressed back to you. And very often, when one has issues holding back their feelings, the other one could shower upon them love and understanding. Over time, that warmth will make them realize they need help to reciprocate, and they'll seek professional help quite often when that's the case. We talked about the importance of learning how to express love, how to be comfortable receiving that love. That creates the emotional bond, that creates a healthy feeling between a husband and a wife. And the idea of allowing a husband or wife in, which is such a skill that's needed, because very often, not just men, but women as well, but more men than women, have trouble expressing their feelings. They hide it, either because they believe it's shameful, or it's childish, or it's inappropriate to admit that they have these feelings to begin with, and all of this is not healthy. It's very critical in any marriage to be open with one's wife or husband, to allow them in your emotional world, to have an open, honest, open communication, to discuss how they can grow closer to one another. And to be honest with yourself, even if you're not comfortable with your feelings and expressing of your feelings with your own wife or your own husband, you need to be very open and say, I do care. And we need to express love and appreciation to one another. It's a healthy thing. It's a healthy thing to develop and learn. It's a healthy thing to learn. The idea of expressing healthy emotion, even before you get married, during the teenage years, many block it out in an unhealthy way, and it affects shalom bayis. It's also important that when performing acts of love, that a spouse understands that you want to express that love. Very often the message doesn't get through. You're trying things, you're helping, but if you don't express it in an open way, your spouse may not always get the message. So as an example, counseling a couple that were going through a difficult period in their marriage, and the wife explains she's unhappy in the marriage because her husband does not love her. And her husband was like in shock, astonished. What are you talking about? Everything I've been doing all these years, all I did was because I loved you. All my work and all the things he did in the house and everything else. But after some discussion, the Rav who was listening to this realized what was going on. They both felt telling the truth. He did a lot of things that would have indicated that he cared about her deeply and loved her. But he never verbalized those feelings. In other words, he never said a warm emotional word to his wife. Yes, he cleaned up. Yes, he fixed things. Yes, he took care of a lot of things for her. But he didn't say the warm emotional words to his wife. His wife felt neglected, felt lost, felt not loved. Instead, he made a mistake. He was well-meaning. He really did love his wife, but he did things for her that he thought would show his love, but it didn't show it because she didn't know what it was. She didn't pick up the signals from him that he indeed loved her. We talked in the previous shiur about love languages. We're going to touch upon some of it now again. This keeps on coming up again and again, and it's excellent practice to learn how to speak all these languages so that every husband and wife will perceive from each other the acts of love that are being given to them. One of them is simply talking. Words are the best way to express love. If you want someone else to feel your love, express it verbally. All expressions of love that articulate your feelings and awaken your spouse's heart should be said naturally. Don't hold back. Even if you feel less warm inside, you're more intellectual. Don't hold back. Be expressive as you can. Don't overthink things. Let your words flow naturally. And the more you let your words flow naturally, the greater the effect it will have on your marriage. Any act of love, whether big or small, could be a waste of time if it's not accompanied with warm words. Warm words, expressions of love. Without that, everything else is worthless. Loving words on a text message and a letter is a good idea sometimes too, but verbally expressing it. Sadly, very often couples are intimate with one another, but they don't express the loving words to each other. So even that lacks a certain level in their connection to one another. Giving compliments to one another is a key to a warm and emotional bond between a husband and wife. If a marriage were just a contract in which they have assigned tasks, then you may thank them. But to give a special compliment, you wouldn't feel that you need to do. But the truth is that a husband and wife are involved in a very deep, loving relationship, and they care for each other far more than two regular people. Therefore, they need to give each other compliments all the time. Compliments are not just saying thank you. Saying thank you means you appreciate what they did for you, whatever physical service that you receive from them. But a compliment is much deeper than that. It acknowledges their devotion. It acknowledges their feelings towards you. It expresses the value you place on a certain good character that they have. Whether it's loyalty, whether it's devotion, whether it's derech eretz, or anything else. It focuses on how you felt when they performed those actions for you. How much it means to you. Personal compliments are difficult for some men and some women to give or receive. Yeshiva Bachurim are generally not accustomed to utter compliments. And this is really the issue. Why not? Why not? Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah. Why not? A husband needs to understand the obligation of the significance of a compliment, a good word. And if he thinks about it properly, it won't take him long to internalize how good it feels to receive compliments, and therefore he needs to remember to give it to his wife. He feels good when he receives words of affirmation. He should compliment this to his wife as well, how she needs words of affirmation, that she needs chizik, just like he needs chizik. Every husband should remember how much energy his wife put into the day-to-day running of the house, and to praise her for it. The compliment strengthens the bond. When a husband loves her or his wife, he will work hard to please her. When a woman loves her husband, she will work hard to please him. Men very often work hard for their families. A wife needs to acknowledge their husband's hard work, complimenting him when he goes out of his way for her. He may hide his emotions, struggle to accept personal compliments, but every human, healthy person deeply understands and so to review briefly what we said in 161 here, and to share this first part of it, is that your feelings are mirrored back. You need to be emotionally present, and during intimate relations especially, about warmth and love and appreciation. Don't hide your feelings from your husband or wife. Don't consider it shameful. It's not childish. It's not a weakness. It's a strength. Open up to how you really feel with one another. Create a core foundation of a pure, deep connection with one another. Express love. Use acts of love. Verbalize your feelings. Use the healthy language to express it. And give compliments, which is not just saying thank you, but you're appreciating them for the essence of who they are and the midas that they have, their loyalty, their devotion, like we said, and how you felt from all the wonderful things that they do for you, how much of a blessing they are in your life. And always remember that. Bracha v'atzlacha.